The ill-conceived granite gash, a term from a recent Union Leader column, slashing through the scenic heart of New Hampshire, compares to the Trojan horse described in Virgil's poem, The Aeneid. The mythological wooden gift horse, its abdominal cavity filled with armed Greek warriors, was wheeled into Troy by other Greek fighters who then fled, allowing the soldiers within to overwhelm Troy's residents and demolish the ancient city. Similarly, the so-called benefits of Northern Pass, heralded by colorful and costly brochures of smiling, carefree people, working and playing, are a Trojan horse being figuratively wheeled into New Hampshire by Hydro-Quebec, North Star, and Public Service of New Hampshire. Within this gift horse are hidden economical and environmental traps which can reportedly threaten our physical health, can turn some of our quaint villages into eyesores, and devalue our properties, which abut both its preferred and alternate routes. Most of the problems to our residents are not addressed in the colorful Northern Past literature, although a few concerns are treated as myths. My first concern is the possible threat to the health of us who live or work in close proximity to the high voltage lines and their grotesquely ugly support towers. My wife and I live within 300 feet of the preferred route. It is reported, and never was denied by Public Service New Hampshire representatives at meetings, that young children spending 4 or more hours a day within 500 feet of high tension wires double the risk of contracting leukemia, and adults dramatically increase the risk of other catastrophic diseases such as malignancies in the brain. We are looking at a potential electromagnetic aerial love canal, a former canal in Niagara Falls, New York. This waterway became a festering, lethal soup of discarded, toxic, liquid industrial waste for about 50 years before being filled in. In the mid-1970s, when the canal route was evacuated to build a new elementary school, nearby residents began to suffer from a potpourri of diseases, and newborns came into the world inflected with a variety of birth defects. If Albert Einstein emerged from his grave to swear that absolutely no health hazards will result from the lines, nobody here in the North Country would believe him, which means that the property of those of us living near the proposed routes would continue to be worthless. We do not want to experience the accuracy of reports of catastrophic health issues stemming from the planned transmission lines. A question for the DOE to consider is, what medical evidence exists that exposure to these high tension wires and supporting towers does not contribute to increases in leukemia, cancers, and other diseases? Wednesday's Concord Monitor contained a quote from a Franklin woman who stated that anyone who supports or opposes the Northern Pass is a selfish New Hampshire resident. In this case, I'm honored to be considered selfish. Actually, her term should be protective New Hampshire residents, defending our hard-earned properties, our beautiful towns and villages, our health, the rugged mountains, abundant wildlife, quiet shaded trail system, and pristine forests with which we have been gifted our jobs, our tourism, and our live free or die way of life. Thank you very, very much.